In Christ alone my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. Jesus describes himself in many different ways in the Bible, and each description he gives helps us to understand something about him. I am the light of the world, he says in John's Gospel. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. It's interesting that fear of the dark is deeply ingrained in the human psyche. Being literally in the dark can feel quite suffocating. If you've ever visited a medieval dungeon, or been in a cave or down a mine shaft, and had the tour guide switch off the electric lights to give you a taste of what it's like to experience solid darkness, you'll know what I mean. By contrast, we welcome the light. That's evident in some of the sayings we use. There's light at the end of the tunnel, meaning hope is in sight. Or when a person has at long last understood something, we may say that they've seen the light. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. And just as our sun gives sufficient light for the whole of our planet, so Jesus is sufficient for all people. We don't need to worship anyone or anything else. As the light of the world, he enables us to see more clearly where we're going. If we look to him, he will guide us safely through life. And knowing Jesus often results in deeper wisdom and a fresh way of seeing things. He's also the light of life. And just as flowers don't blossom without sunlight, so our lives won't reach their full potential without God. And as light overcomes darkness, so ultimately no evil can stand against God. In the baptism service, as we just heard, a statement is made that God calls us out of darkness into his marvelous light. And that was then followed by two sets of questions addressed to the parents and godparents. The first questions called for a rejection of darkness and all that is evil. Darkness in the spiritual sense. And they were followed by questions inviting a response to God, a turning towards all that is light. Chloe, Edward, and Hannah, of course, are too little to understand what today is all about. I'm sure they know it's a special occasion, and that they've been receiving a lot of attention, and that they've just been made rather wet, and no soap was involved. What was that about? But they don't know why. They can't yet speak for themselves and tell us what they think of all this. Well, the central message of the Christian faith is that God loves each one of us, no matter who we are or what we've done. And just as we all have that instinctive dislike of the dark, we also tend to share an inbuilt sense of right and wrong. We know that wrong deserves to be punished and that justice should be done. And that's what was achieved when Jesus died on the cross. By his death, he paid for all the wrong that has ever been done or that ever will be done. 3 days later, he rose from the dead and is alive forever, showing that everyone who believes and trusts in him will be forgiven and share in this eternal life. So for us to enter into the life God offers, we need not only to believe, but to make some sort of response. That's what's meant by these words from John's Gospel. To all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. We cannot be born a Christian in the natural sense. The children of Christian parents are not born Christians. To become a Christian, a child of God, we must be born of God, born again in the spiritual sense. Today, through baptism, Chloe, Edward, and Hannah have been welcomed into the family of the church. They've each received the sign of the cross made on their forehead with some of the water of baptism. That's a symbol of belonging and of unity with Jesus. And that's what we hope and pray for each one of them, that they will, with your help and encouragement, come to a point where they decide to make their own commitment to following Jesus and so receive the fullness of all that Jesus intends for them to have. And you receive lighted candles as a symbol, a reminder that Jesus is the light of the world. And so it's also our prayer that Chloe, Edward and Hannah will indeed shine for him with increasing brightness on their journey through life. Amen.